be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and the words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. But this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This one of the phrase I like very much, that Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who remain in me, I in them. It's so true. One with the Lord. But for us, the Ascended priests, our connected with the vine is our obedience to the bishop. And just to you, I experienced so many years as in the diocese, all the times when we obeyed, it's fruitful. Especially, just give you a small example, when I was 60 years old, the diocese sent me to Toronto. And that's the wish of the diocese. The bishop invites me to go to Toronto when I was 60 years old. All my friends, I mean, in the world, they retired already for four, five years. And I have to start a new work in Toronto. No one. My family was in Vancouver, not Toronto. After one day's reflection, I say my yes. I believe whatever is the will of God is always fruitful. I've been there for 6 years in Toronto, and really, really, I got so much grace. Not because I'm good, because I try to obey. And that's the fruit. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who remain in me will bear much fruit.